Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
WBEN News Time is 6:54. America's best and worst presidents. There is a presidential poll out on U.S. presidents. Siena College Research Institute did this poll, and director Don Levy is joining us live. Don, thanks for the time this morning. It is President's Day. It's timely that this poll is out. And it's important to note that this was not a poll of the public, right?
Right. This is the sixth time that we at Siena have done this poll, and we interview presidential scholars and historians. So these are people that teach at our colleges and universities, who have written books about the presidents. These are people who study presidents in the United States.
All right, so what did you come up with? Let's look at the top presidents.
Well, the top five has remained the same across all six polls. The difference this time is that George Washington, our very first president, has for the first time now taken the top spot. FDR had that spot in each of the last five polls that we had done, dating all the way back to 1982. Abe Lincoln, who was seen by most historians as having the greatest presidential abilities, is third. Teddy Roosevelt, who really had the best attributes, scholars say, background, imagination, things like that, is fourth, and Thomas Jefferson is now in fifth spot.
Don, curious to see, really, how did Washington get the top spot? You know, what's changed in the last year that prompted this poll to switch the spots for him?
Well, what really has changed is that these historians feel as though George Washington represents us having trust in our president, trust in Washington. And that was the one single ingredient that sort of pushed him up over FDR by really just a few percentage points. But that's that one quality. And I think what that says is that George Washington, to the historians now, represents the image, the aura, the essence of what we're looking for in a president, just slightly more than Franklin Delano Roosevelt, who these historians say actually had the very best first year in office of any president that we've ever had.
All right, let's look at the other side of the spectrum and the bottom five. Who came in that bottom five?
Well, the bottom five, Andrew Johnson is considered our absolutely worst president. He was impeached, of course. James Buchanan, who was the president just before the Civil War. So we're looking at the two presidents who flanked Abe Lincoln. And that really is a reflection of how great a crisis the Civil War was for our country. But third from the last, at 42nd overall, is our current president, Donald Trump. He enters the survey at 42nd. Of the 20 categories that we ask presidential historians about, he only finishes out of the last five in two categories, his ability to have luck and his willingness to take risks. And finishing out the bottom five are Warren G. Harding, generally seen as both relatively incompetent and somewhat corrupt, and Franklin Pierce, not necessarily a household name, but really finishing right there in the bottom five.
We have this web poll that's running on WBEN.com right now, Don, and a lot of people also love Ronald Reagan. Where does he rank among the list, as well as some other recent presidents?
Well, Ronald Reagan jumped up. We saw Reagan move up five spots, finishing at 13th now, just outside of the top 10. And it really does appear as though Ronald Reagan at this point is starting to be seen as a better and better president by history. Another president that moves up appreciably, Dwight David Eisenhower, now the sixth overall president, and is seen as the president that if you could wave your magic wand and have one president addressing some of the current things that we face, historians would love to see Eisenhower right now addressing issues like global terrorism or the crisis in North Korea. Obama fell 2 points, but is still right there at 17th. Bill Clinton fell a couple of spots to 15th. And George W. Bush, who had been in the bottom five, jumped up six spots and is now our 33rd most highly rated president.
All right, Don, interesting stuff. We appreciate the time this morning. That is Siena College Research Institute Director Don Levy.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.